Hey everybody, Sandman here. So you're probably wondering what the hell happened to my voice. Well, actually I'm trying some new strategies in order to keep my channel alive. Actually, this is the first in a series of videos called Memes of the Week. And this one's from January 15th to January 22nd. So basically I've been posting on Twitter about 20 to 25 times each day now. And I think that Twitter is eventually going to monetize video content, so I'm trying to boost my views there. So if you actually want to subscribe, the Twitter link is down below. Also, if you want to subscribe to Sandman 2, which I'm trying to get up to 4,000 watch hours, and apply for monetization. I'm basically posting videos there early, maybe 3 or 4 days ahead of time. Also, if you don't get any notifications for Sandman 1, then add Sandman 2. When I put my first video on up there, people were saying I hadn't received Sandman notifications in years, but they were subscribed to both channels. So definitely subscribe to that one as well, I put that in the description. So anyways, here's my first ever memes of the week with the most popular memes that I put on my Twitter account for the last week. I tried to keep most of the creator names in them so they'd actually get a credit. So the first one is this wonderful illustration that shows you exactly how women see men. This is also created by a woman. So if you're 5'2", you're pretty much invisible. And as the bigger you get, once you get around 6 feet tall, you stand out more often. Also, if you look at Bumble, you'll see that many women set their searches for men over 6 feet tall. In fact, the most searched term is men that are 6'6". And if you look down around 5'8", 5'9", only around 5% of women search that low. So it looks as though if you're 5'0", you're definitely in some big trouble. Now moving on, this woman says that if a woman accuses you of rape, even if you didn't do it, you should shut up and accept the charges. Because women have been systematically oppressed for years, and you're giving up some of your years of freedom, which doesn't compare to the oppression that they've been through. Of course, we all know this is complete BS. Women have always been privileged because of their beauty, and because men would actually have been white knighting for them throughout most of history. Now they want to rewrite history. Now the ultimate form of white knighting, which is socially acceptable, is to go to prison willingly if you're falsely accused. No thank you. This next image, this is kind of scary. Because you see, the woman has much lower sexual marketplace value than her hubby. And you know what's even scarier? She actually laid him with the false allegation later. But not only that, she's so desperate to keep him that she says he belongs to her. That either he dies, or I die, or we both die. If you've ever dated a woman that's much lower on the sexual marketplace value totem than you, then you'll know that they can tend to go crazy if they actually end up losing you. Or even have the possibility of that. Because for them, you're the best they can ever get. Moving forward, this is the meme that everyone's been seeing unless they've been living under a rock lately. In fact, there have been so many memes made out of this that it's actually an industry. So this woman named Megan Hall was actually an officer down in the South, and she ended up sleeping with over half the police force. And apparently, now she's been offered a role at a strip club. I bet she's going to end up doing OnlyFans at some point. Now here's something really interesting. If you've actually seen the Martin Luther King statue down in the States, this is actually what it's supposed to look like, from the angle it's supposed to be photographed from. And it's called the embrace. So it's MLK and his wife, holding each other. But from the backside, it looks like something a lot juicier. And it looks as though Megan Hall has gotten her hands on it. There have been so many other memes, I'll just show you a few here, so you can actually see what's going on out there. My favorite one, however, is this one, and it says, I'm putting a team together. And this one actually includes Greta Thunberg, Megan Hall, as well as Carolyn Ellison from Alameda Research. I think the idea is to show women that would be considered incels, and the fact that they can still get action, and that the incel idea is a complete myth. Moving forward, if you had to choose between the two of them, I think you'd probably just want to sit there and not go either way. The next meme is a response to Western traditionalist, and he shows you his picture of a sculpture made by a 23-year-old. And then, of course, in modern-day fashion, you have a 20-year-old woman actually showing her face off and her great accomplishment of putting some ice cream on her face. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Because we're currently in an attention-based economy, and that's what happens. Women just can't leave anything alone in these days. Moving forward, actually, there was a guy in China, and what he decided to do for Valentine's Day was to prank the theater. So he bought out every second seat in order to keep the couples apart. This guy should be considered an epic legend in the eyes of MGTOW. If you make a killing on crypto one of these years, then this would actually be the perfect prank to pull. because, you know, International MGTOW Day is also known as Valentine's Day, and we should start a tradition or something. The next image is of a woman named Rachel, and she's 38. That's your first red flag. And she says that she's not your type unless you dig intelligent, feminist, liberal, non-religious, foul-mouthed, sarcastic, and well-traveled, opinionated women. I'm surprised she couldn't stuff any more of those flags in there. And if we go to the next image, we see that in nature, poisonous creatures will often develop bright colors to warn others of their toxicity. So once again, be careful, gentlemen. Moving forward, I saw this Scream poster and it just screamed to me, misandry. Because all the guys are down at the bottom, and the only two women I could actually recognize was the girl on the far left at the top that played the girl in Wednesday, as well as Courtney Cox. All the guys just disappear at the bottom. If it was the other way around, there would be an uproar from the women's out there. Then we move on to these wonderful anchor ladies, and I guess they got their COVID 40, which is basically the 40 pounds they put on during COVID lockdowns. I don't know if that's the case, but it certainly looks that way. And here in Canada, we have the CBC, or Canadian Broadcast Corporation, and the anchors there have also put on a lot of weight. I guess once they join the union, they can blow up as big as they want. I'd be interested in seeing the show ratings before and after they put on the weight. If there are less viewers, the more weight they put on. The next meme is of a woman that went to a dating website called WildSmash.com. I don't even know if this story is real. And apparently the dating site claims that by typing in your zip code, it'll show you local hoes in your area. One woman got more than she bargained for after giving her brother oral through a glory hole. I guess that's what you get with random hookup culture these days. Moving forward, it looks as though Zuck the Cuck is now promoting freedom for trans women to basically release the teats, but not for cisgendered women. He was also secretly recorded in a video recently telling his employees not to get their pointy medicine in their arms, if you know what I mean. Such a hypocrite. He also gambled big on the metaverse, and it looks as though he failed. Number 12 is this soy-filled father, and if he wasn't the father, then it was actually a pretty good move to put some random kid between him and the falling cyclist. But if it's not his kid, then what the hell is he doing touching somebody else's child? Who does he think he is? Joe Biden, perhaps? If you ask him, he'll probably say that he's just pulling her away from the falling cyclist to save her from being injured. Meanwhile, he's the one that's trying to protect himself because he sort of looks like a male feminist that I saw at Slow Walk many years ago. Moving forward, it's Amaranth, and she basically made a survey about whether or not you would pick her or a PS5. And people said they'd pick the PS5. So she decided to do another survey of her over a gaming PC. Guys are getting the message and choosing entertainment over giving the most beautiful of women validation. I also did know that this woman is an OnlyFans model with millions of subscribers on Twitter. Terrence Pop just loves redheads, so this one is probably his kryptonite. Moving forward with number 14, we have Patrick Bateman, and he says, I heard girls like a man in touch with his feminine side. I already don't take accountability for my actions, so now what? So this is one of those things to basically show that women are full of narcissism. Calling women narcissistic without calling them that. It's absolutely brilliant. It's also funny how people today identify more with that character from the year 2000 in a film back then than they do with modern ones. Or The Matrix and The Red Pill, which is from 1999. And speaking of accountability, here we have a drunk woman that basically caused a $10 million house explosion. And she blames the bar for causing it because she left it drunk. The bar should have instantly recognized the red hair and knew there was enough to basically turn her away immediately. Moving forward, number 15, we have a crypto babe. And right now there's quite the debate if we're in a bull market and we're just starting one, or if we're actually in a bear market still. The network adoption rate for Bitcoin keeps going up and up. And I wouldn't worry because eventually the price will take care of itself. But when the price doesn't take care of itself, when the markets are down, then you know women get desperate and we start to see stuff like this. Moving forward, we actually have the Golden Globes and a man in a red tuxedo dress. The ratings will just keep on tanking the more stuff we see like this. And not necessarily because stuff like this, but because of the horrible quality of the entertainment that Hollyweird is pumping out recently. It doesn't matter, the more woke they get, the less people will watch. And eventually with no ad revenue and no eyeballs paying for streaming services, they're just going to have to change their strategy. Onwards we go, and we have these wonderful memes of Andrew Tate. Now that he's in the slammer, it looks as though people are basically attacking him. And they keep making fun of him, even though he can't fight back. He was put in jail for 30 days, and he got an extra 30 days because they think he's a flight risk. yet the Romanians still don't have anything on him. Number 18, we have a child dressed up in a Hooters outfit. I actually don't want to show you this because I don't want to get in trouble. And the child is dressed up in an outfit the same as the Hooters girls. Also, I'm not sure if it's a boy or a girl that's in that particular outfit. My money's on the boy. And this is the kind of stuff that they're promoting, basically trying to sexualize young children. Moving forward, another one is saying that only 1 in 4 men are happy. And of course, that would be the only man that gets to do what he wants in life. The rest of the guys have to put up with bad relationships. The next meme, which was also kind of popular, was that men who pay for OnlyFans, just look at yourself in the mirror and you'll see a pussy for free. I guess this is what you call a masturbateman. Moving forward, I thought this is absolutely hilarious. You have Cindy Crawford, who's hit the wall many times over, mortified after she's mistaken for Caitlyn Jenner. And the point here is that men and women, regardless of what they do with their appearance, tend to look the same when they get older. They really do. And my prediction is that trans women or even guys that are dressed in drag are going to end up looking better than women in the future. Then we have the Yoko versus the Yokel, Meghan Merkel. She basically turned Prince William against his own family. And he probably thinks it's the other way around. But the crazy thing is that he's now making millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, with his book and their TV show together. So she's going to get exactly what she wanted. And she could probably exit the relationship at any time and have millions of dollars to her name. If he was still part of the royal family, then she probably couldn't touch any of that money. But this way she gets him to make a ton, and then she can separate from him and take it. The final meme of the week is Megan Hall with her husband. And he didn't like being a cuck, and if you look closely in his eyes, there's quite a bit of pain there. Anyways, if you want to follow me on Twitter, the link is in the description. And I'll basically be making one of these videos each and every single week. You can also get coaching calls with me for $45 an hour, or suggest topics through PayPal or Subscribestar. And also importantly, sign up for Sandman 2, which has a link down in the description. A couple people have also told me to stop posting so much on Twitter because they're worried that I'll end up like Andrew Tate. I doubt that's going to happen anytime soon because I actually have nowhere near as many followers. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.